we're talking about this concealed weapons thing today. The governor, she said she was going to veto it all along.
Correct.
So it's not no big surprise there. And so now we're all upset because we were, you know, I was out shopping for guns yesterday, getting all excited, and now, well, what am I going to do? And to me, I carry enough stuff already, all right? Like, okay, I have a pen in my pocket, I have a wallet, I have a notepad, let's say I have a cell phone, I have keys, I have change. There's too much stuff already.
Right.
A gun, that's just more to worry about in the morning.
Maybe you can put that in like a little thing in your chest area under your jacket.
One of those holster things?
Yeah.
But that's still another thing to worry about, another accessory, just like a belt, you know? You ever, like, tried looking for a belt? You know, you're like, where's my gun holster at? You have to look for that every day. So it really causes more problems than it fixes. Right?
That's why I think my solution of just getting your arm cut off and a rocket launcher put on would work better.
Yeah.
More convenient.
Maybe. But then your little showdowns wouldn't be as intense, you know?
True.
It'd be a little bit unfair because you'd be able to draw your cannon gun immediately, whereas the other person has to, you know, fumble with their little holster and get it out in time. Be able to pull it out, and that's going to be tough.
That's true. But when's the last time you really had a gunfight?
It's been
weeks for me.
It's been far too long, man. It has. By the way, this music, courtesy of a Nintendo game that was never released.